Welcome to the Bird Cave. Grab yourself a brew and come on in. Let's go.
And I really think receiver, I don't think it's a big enough need to go in round one. Maybe packaging at some of their threes to move up, maybe back into two or do something. Because there's two guys that I really like that a lot of Steelers get.
As a receiver, you don't believe? I'm sorry to interrupt, but as a receiver yourself, you don't believe that that receiver is a big enough need? Well, all not we got is George Pickens?
We got Pickens and a bunch of number fours.
Yeah.
I can't believe that just came out of your mouth.
Here's why. Because after you get by Aduze, after you get by Harrison, and after you get by Neighbors from LSU, they're all one of the same.
I would take Brian Thomas in a heartbeat, bro. I think Brian Thomas is better than Malik Neighbors. I just think Brian Thomas gets more credit. Hey, just like I thought Justin Jefferson was better than Ja'Marr Chase. Justin Jefferson was better than Ja'Marr Chase at LSU too. Yeah. Everybody was talking about Chase, but Jefferson was the one. I think it's the same. I think it's the same situation.
You're not going to get any argument there too, because Thomas is nice. But reason I was bringing this up is that there's two guys that I like in round that have like round two talent that I would love to see. And I've already mentioned before, and both guys are on the list that were brought in by the Steelers, and that's Xavier Leggett out of South Carolina. And I'm hearing a lot of uber electric athleticism were the names that I'm – or the descriptions that I'm hearing about Malachi Corey out of Western Kentucky. See, I don't think these guys – were again, I don't think these guys are – you don't need to get these two like at 20 where you can address other needs and come back and get these guys in round two. I'm not saying don't draft receivers. It just I don't think it's a need to go to number 20 with guys like this sitting there that allow you to address another need.
I like those guys, but hold on. I'm taking Ricky Pearsall. And the reason why I'm saying that is he's the best route runner. He probably has the best hands out of the group, and he's not going to give you any issues whatsoever. There's no diva in him whatsoever. Right. And the kid is tight. He's nails. He is nails. So imagine like White Hines Ward for your Steelers for the next whatever.
I don't disagree with those names that you guys brought up. The only thing I would say is that if indeed they do that, then that would tell me that they're going to still pick up another veteran. The reason why I say that is because I don't think that we don't have a complete core by any stretch. We need two.
No.
We don't need one. Right. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We need two.
Well, right.
To that point, I can see that, sure. Yeah. You know, but if you get a Brian Thomas that's there at 20, I don't know, man. Like,
listen, I'm not gonna be mad at that if that happens. I was just looking at double dick, because if you could get, let's say you get Corey or Leggett in say the second round, I would double dip, and I'd go after some heritage, if you will, with a Rice or McCaffrey later on down in the draft. Double dip in the receivers as well, too. You know what I mean? Maybe it can in one of the fourths, or they probably will get picked by the time we pick in a sixth round. So I don't think the Steelers have a fifth this year.
It kind of concerns me a little bit about that. Our room is that if we do take two rooks, like that. I don't think there's enough in there to tame George Pickens. Mm-mm. Like, he can't be the leader.
No. I thought about that. Yo. Yeah. Like, we need a veteran presence.
He can't be the dude, bro.
No.
He ain't there yet.
That's why I'm still thinking there may be some move on draft day or close to draft day. Like, I'm still thinking that, because – with everything that we've done in the offseason, I can't see Omar Khan just sitting pat with George Pickens as your inequivocal number one in the leader of your wide receiver room. I don't see it unless this man has matured leaps and bounds here in the last couple of months. I will see it.
I don't believe it.
Here's the thing about if the Steelers make a move with someone like Brandon Ayuk. We've spoke about this before. The talent wise makes a whole lot of sense.
Yeah.
4 years, $100 million. Okay, so that's a going rate of a top flight receiver. You pay him that money. George Pickens is coming up in another year or two. Are you gonna pay two dudes this money? Maybe the answer is yes, right? Because we know Omar Khan can carry the one like no one's business. let's also not lose sight. There's a couple people that have already eclipsed TJ Watt's contract. He only signed a 4-year contract. He's coming up. Now, we keep having these El Cheapo quarterbacks. We could do that.
Right.
So I think, and then Cortland Sutton wants a new contract, even though he's around 13 or so, but he wants a new contract. I get it.
Yeah.
There's a fire sale going in Denver. So you're talking about bringing in another veteran receiver, and I actually agree. I would like a veteran receiver plus Leggett and or Corey, but it's the contract stipulations that I'm worried about, like why I didn't want Russell Wilson or Justin Fields in here in the first place. So it wasn't because of their talent. It was because of their contracts. Now, we got them in El Cheapo. How are you would approach that if you want Brandon Ayuk at 4 years, $100 million? Because the only way you're trading for him is if you have a contract in place.
Yeah. Well, I think, first of all, I'm sorry, let me interrupt.
No, you're fine.
I think this was probably Cam's last year. So what's good. Cam? 20 mil a year?
He's just under if it was a cap. Yeah, I think his cap hits 22. I think so.
Okay, so 2022, that's your money. I mean you're just going from one player.
All off, but I get your point. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean point. Basically, but you see what I mean? But yeah. I'm with you with that. Like you have to think, do you go after someone like Sutton, who's still going to make this team a lot better and give you that presence, or do you risk it? And because here's the thing, because for Ayuk, you're going to have to give up more money and more capital. You know, Denver's like you said, they're trying to package their corner Surtain and Sutton to move up. So you could probably get less.
They want 20.
I think they went higher than 20. I think they went a lot. I think they went a lot higher than 20. They want like
some magic beans.
You know, and also you got to think too. You guys are talking about Mr. Pickens being kind of a little unstable still. What's he going to do? How's he going to react when you bring somebody else in and give them the bag?
I don't care. You got to bring somebody in. Because
humble
his ass.
Yeah.
I listen, I'm with you guys. I'm just throwing that out there because those are consideration things that, like, you know, you got to think about too. Because, and maybe Deontay was the bad influence on him.
We want volunteers, not hostages. So
that's true. But does Pickens become a hostage whenever
that's the one reason? That was the only reason why I really wanted to bring in Tyler Boyd, because I always felt that Tyler Boyd would punk the shit out of George Pickens. Like, that was like the only reason. Like, I don't know about the skill set. Like, if he's a legit number two, it would be all of Clairton out here whooping George Pickens' ass if they needed to. You know what I mean? So,
mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think that he is such a wild card in this whole situation, George Pickens, and what they're going to do moving forward. So let me propose this question. If an Ayuk at 4 years is an Ayuk 4 years, $100 million, a Justin Jefferson, T Higgins, what just insert name. Okay. High end receiver. Does that open the window for the next 2 or 3 years with the roster the way that it is constructed right now? If the answer is yes, then you got to pull the trigger.
Yes.
If the answer is no, then you got to do something else.
Philadelphia went out and got AJ Brown and then gave him the money. So they made the trade, yeah, and they got him, and then look what happened to their offense.
Right. This team is built for now, not later.
No, yeah, it's built for now.
Right. So we got to go for now.